This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
The Chris Lamb Coaches Podcast.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to kind of a bonus podcast with Shocker Volleyball head coach Chris Lamb as we wrap up the 2025 season and also talk a little bit, since I am retiring at the end of the year, about our 20-year relationship working together and some of the special moments over that time period in Shocker Volleyball. First, let's start with the season completed, 19-11, 10-6 in the conference. I'm kind of curious because this season started with maybe a few more unknowns than is typical, and just where you'd kind of rate how this team developed from start to finish.
Well, I always say the season starts in the previous spring, and we kind of had a feeling last spring that we might go as far as our offense in the middle. I suspected serve and pass to go well. It did. I expect team defense to go well. It did. And I had a feeling we'd be, you know, right up there with the rest of the conference at the top, on the pin, certainly with Sydney and Brooklyn, felt really good about it. And Emerson had just continued to improve. So, you know, the icing on the top, or the cherry on top, rather, would have been if we could have gotten, you know, second team caliber in the middle by at least one Shocker middle, and we never did. Even when we were able to be busy there, we just didn't get the production there. So, you know, it was like I kind of knew where we were vulnerable, and we spent three quarters of the year trying to continue to grow that. And honestly, at the end of the year, when we just abandoned that plan and actually finished pretty strong, almost beat Rice in the conference tournament and kind of rolled North Texas at the conference tournament after they had beaten us just a couple weeks prior. So, you know, we were sticking with trying to grow the offense, create balance, and get the middles on the scoreboard. It just didn't happen for us. So I felt like I just knew what our ceiling would be unless we could break through it by being more prolific in the middle. It just didn't happen for us this year. But everything else I mentioned did a nice job. So, you know, people were keying on us because our offense was a little bit limited that way. But, you know, Sydney was unbelievable, and so was Brooklyn in terms of point scoring percentage. And then with just good scheme defensively and all around good volleyball, we managed to, you know, finish pretty well. I'll give it a B. To get a B plus or an A, we were just going to have to grow in the middle, and it just didn't happen.
One of the strange things about this season was a 5-6 record at home, and I'm sure that's something that's kind of hard to explain or deal with.
Well, let's just break that down. Let's talk about four home games that I would have said if they were, but let me just, you want some pain here. So Kennesaw State, home against Tulsa. I would have taken a split with Tulsa. We played them last spring, and I saw who they had with transfers. I considered them to be right where we were in the conference. Home against North Texas, home against Charlotte. So I called up Rich Kern, and he threw this on his computer. Had we won two of those four games, our RPI would have been 47. That puts you in the NCAA tournament conversation. At that point, you're going to need a couple big wins, but at least you're on the bubble. With four of those wins, we're at 31. We're in without any questions asked. So, the 5-6 home record, that's the big head scratcher. I don't have an answer for that one, but you're keeping your eye on it. That to me was sort of, I don't know if even winning those four, I would have put this in the A-plus season, but that could have got us to an A-, and certainly if we would have won all four of them in the tournament, we'd have to feel really good about it.
And having said all that, where a couple of things weren't quite where you would have liked them to be, the two teams that were kind of picked going into the conference, Rice and South Florida, you beat South Florida in three at their place, and you took Rice to 5 twice, close fifth sets. So you come away with the feeling that we're really not that far away from being near the top.
Yeah, so, you know, a lot of times you talk about, you know, how good somebody could be or how bad somebody might be, but then there's the thing about consistency. I do think that our team was capable of beating anybody, but I thought that Rice, because of just volleyball IQ and skill, and South Florida because of talent, those guys would be probably the best records. But then I had ECU, who ended up near the bottom of the league, and us and Tulsa kind of in that next group. Maybe I had somebody else in there. So I really thought 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th would be a toss-up. And then I thought it would be wide open from there on down. Well, it ended up being like 4th through almost 10th was kind of a dogfight. So, now moving on to next year, I know you'll probably ask me about something like that. You know, we recruited in the transfer portal. There's going to be a couple new middles here next year, upperclassmen. Neither of which played a lot of high level. Well, one didn't play a lot of high level volleyball. The other one didn't get to play a lot at Missouri. But you know, we've gone out and addressed an issue. We added a lot of depth and perhaps talent to the middle position, so I'd like to think that we kind of righted one of our wrongs. At least it's going to be competitive, and we'll see how it goes.
We will continue our discussion with Chris Lamb as we recap 2025 right after this.
In Sedgwick County, 1 in 4 crash fatalities involve alcohol. We have to do better. You can do your part to prevent crashes and serious injuries caused by impaired driving. Be a Shocker fan with a plan. It's simple. If you're going to be drinking, plan ahead. Designate a sober driver. Or there's convenient curbside rideshare drop-off and pickup at Charles Koch Arena, X Stadium, and at sporting events across Wichita. Wichita State Athletics encourage you to join fans with a plan. That's how we all win.
At Citywide Facility Solutions, we represent you from janitorial services to building repairs. We act as your advocate, streamlining every service you need. Let us handle the details so you can focus on your business. Citywide is the official maintenance partner of Shocker Athletics. We're here to save time and simplify your facility maintenance needs. Learn more at GoCitywide.com. That's GoCitywide.com.
Commitment to savings.
It's all good.
Commitment to stability. Convenient locations in your neighborhood. Commitment to the future with online account opening. True Blue online and mobile banking. Commitment to the community.
Everybody, welcome. Appreciate everybody coming out today.
130 years of commitment to you.
Got it. We got the house.
She likes it.
Capital Federal. Built strong, always strong. Our commitment. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with Chris Lamb on our Shocker Volleyball podcast, and you were kind of pointing to next year, and we'll get back to that in just a moment. But you had three seniors this year, Brooklyn Leggett, Emerson Wilford, and Katie, and Galleon. And all of them had good years. Yeah. All three are on the academic all-district. I mean, just really good people in your program. And I can't help but wondering, in this day and age, all were four-year well, Brooklyn was a three-year player, the other four, if we might be seeing the last of that in college athletics.
Yeah, you and me both, Mike. The one thing I would say that makes me feel like we're the kind of place where that could happen. And, you know, there could be 10 different coaches here and running their program 10 different ways. We've always tried to find diamonds in the rough. So it at least we were recruiting kids here that didn't have 10 other schools chasing after them. So part of that, when they know that they had interest from high-level programs, these athletes, and they're not getting what they want at their first choice, they know about option two or three or four. I feel like most of the Shockers that you remember, you know, talking a lot about over the years, you know, we were kind of the shinier school recruiting them, and so I think there's a little bit to that, rather than every athlete knowing, well, I can go to five other schools just as good as this one, because that's where they were in recruiting. I could be wrong with that, but I thought about it with this year's incoming class. Same thing. I mean, we like the talent in all these girls coming in, and when I think about who was really recruiting them, I mean, I feel like this was good for them. So I'd like to think that has as good a chance at working at a place like Wichita State as anywhere. But you know, I was kind of wondering what a Shocker Hall of Famer might look like years down the road, because it's traditionally been people who've been in a program and impactful for a long time, and I just don't know in baseball and basketball for sure how many seasons these guys will have had. And you know, I hope I'm not saying that about volleyball, but it makes me wonder.
And having said what you just did, a big part of your legacy and when what you've accomplished here has been finding those diamonds in the rough and developing them over time. But I wonder where one of your current seniors, Brooklyn Leggett, kind of ranks in that, because she came in not even as a starter at a Division II program, hardly saw the floor her first year here, and ends up being an all-conference caliber player.
Well, I'm going to start with this one. Her club coach called me, a guy that I've done some clinics for, you know, and he told me about her, and I went and looked it up, what I could find of her. And you know, and you're sort of used to club coach telling you, you know, you need this kid. Well, Reed went the opposite direction. Reed said she needs you. Like, wow, that was tugging on the heartstrings a little bit. And that's exactly what he said. But what he was saying was all the talent was there, just somebody needed to continue to work with it, you know. And at the same time, we got another one of those on the team, Morgan Stout. All the talent was there, if somebody just wanted to keep working with the good and through the bad, and you know, just keep figuring it out. But yeah, couldn't be more proud for her first she could come here and make an impact in the program, which is why you're recruiting them. But, you know, to finish the season leading the conference in kill percentage at her position and busy. We everybody knew she was getting the ball, and she was a gal that came in here with contact issues, meaning hand on the ball. You know, yeah, she could hit it, but did she know where it was going? For her to be able to deal with, you know, a double block waiting for her a lot, not just going off the top, but able to get around people. I mean, she really did come a long way in the time she was here. And I think if she chooses to continue to play, the international game is actually more wired for her style of play than American college volleyball, because they don't get all the subs. They don't expect a defensive presence as a back row attacker, and she could go there, and in a couple years, if she can get a couple years under her belt overseas, I can only imagine what Brooklyn might look like at 26, 27 years old.
Now, you were talking about looking ahead to next year and the recruiting process. The other big piece of that is retention, because now with the portal, who knows how many you could lose in any given year, and how has that gone?
Yeah, it's gone great. I you know, this will be kind of a funny way of getting to this answer, but when I first got here, I remember talking to Bod Lutz at the Wichita Eagle, I hope everybody remembers Bob, you know, and we were talking about what it was going to take to get better. And I'm like, well, the answer was players. And if I say that out loud, I mean, I'm talking about my current players. And that's always been hard for me. But, you know, I doctored my way around that and got to it. Well, you know, you're asking this question now about retention. Well, some girls aren't here also, and that's a little bit hard pill to swallow. But if you want to talk about the projected starting lineup, we've kept that intact. And girls that I think I was looking at like as a two-year project before they enter the lineup, or some girls, dare I say, redshirt, and then two more years. So you're still looking at girls that you think 3 years from now is when they're going to make an impact. Well, who expects those guys to stick around? Well, the culture of your program, I think, has a lot to do with it. You know, we have player meetings at the end of every season, and, you know, these gals are coming in here, and we're telling them the same thing we told them months earlier when we recruited them. This is where we see you in the roster. This is my plan for you. This is how I want to train you in the spring. You know, kind of set up a timeline of where they need to be, volleyball player-wise, skill-wise, talent-wise, that kind of stuff. And feeling pretty good about it. And then to be able to complement that with the transfer portal, I mean, I feel like we have to give ourselves a nice pat on the back for how we manage the roster and improve the roster. So, yeah, this is probably going to be a normal conversation now between, you know, interviewers and interviewees. But I feel pretty good about it, Mike.
All right, you're listening to Chris Lamb as we wrap up the 2025 Shocker volleyball season. He and I will head down memory lane when we come back.
This is Kansas Insurance Commissioner Vicki Schmidt. Success on game day starts with knowing your opponent. And when it comes to investing, you need to have a game plan too. Here are some stats you need to know. 1 out of every 10 people fall victim to investment fraud, and consumers lose about $50 billion annually to consumer financial fraud. The Kansas Insurance Department is here to help with a new website at smartinvestks.com. Have a game plan before you invest. Educate yourself on how to avoid scams at smartinvestks.com.
It's important to spend time with the people you love, and Clear Creek Golf Car has the vehicle to take you there. Whether relaxing by the pool, hanging out at the lake, or cruising around the neighborhood, Clear Creek Golf Car has the most inventory in the Midwest, along with service and parts to help you down the road. Visit any of our locations or our website to find the perfect vehicle for you and your family. The choice is clear, Clear Creek Golf Car.
Welcome back to this special Shocker Volleyball podcast with head coach Chris Lamb. And my at least somewhat deep relationship with him started in 2005. The Shockers had made their first NCAA tournament appearance the year before. The athletic director at the time, Jim Schaus, arranged for those matches to be broadcast. And due to the reaction, wanted to begin broadcasting all the matches the following year. I was asked if I would like to be the play-by-play guy, and after consulting with my wife about another whole season and travel and all of that, I agreed. Going into it knowing that I knew less about volleyball, the technical aspects, strategy, all of that, than any other sport I had ever attempted, and I have to say that you were more than gracious from the beginning at helping fill me in, and I've never had an experience where a coach has taught me a sport the way you have with volleyball.
Well, we certainly got a lot of time together on the buses, bus rides, and honestly, those are the memories that I have most. I hope that's not a bad way to say it. But, you know, Mike, a couple of weeks ago, we had the Final Four in Kansas City, and Darcy Voss, a former great player here who runs a volleyball club, she rented a suite and she invited former players, her current club kids, and friends. And so I was sitting in there with Darcy, and a lot of people were sitting around, including her club kids. And so I was telling a lot of Darcy Voss stories. And one of them, I think you already know where I'm going. We were down 2-0 at Missouri State against a very good Missouri State team. I don't know why I thought that was 2004. You're saying that was 2005. Because I think 5 was an undefeated season. So if that's true, the story is even better because we were down 2-0. So I'm waiting for stats to come from the SIDs before I go meet the team in the locker room. And I finally get the stats, and I walk in there, and before I can even get to the door, I can hear Darcy just screaming at the players. And you know, I basically just said what she said, and then I walked out. And then we ended up turning that thing and winning in five. And to have Mike Kennedy tell me that goes down as one of the toughest, you know, shocker moments. I have no idea if the athletes knew Mike Kennedy said that, but I had learned enough by then to know that Mike Kennedy said that. And I got to share that with Sarah Eunice, who was there, and Darcy Voss. And, you know, that one will always stick with me. But, Mike, the bus rides, the talk about not just volleyball, but college sports in general, not the athletes, all the Shocker stories. I mean, just the best, and honored that you did. Glad you got permission from Debbie. I hadn't heard that, but it does make sense. But, you know, we used to get sort of poo-pooed on for all the bus trips we had to take here. It would actually be used against us in recruiting, I was told. They have to bus everywhere, and nobody spends more hours on the bus than the Shockers because we don't have the big enough budget to fly, and yet everybody we play is so far away. So we probably did log more miles for 17, 18 years than any program. I honestly think that would be the case, and yet if that's supposed to be a bad thing, why is it so many of my best memories about my job here have to do with those bus rides? And you were there for a big part of it. And think about how late we were awake, like maybe 2-3 in the morning often. And we were still talking sports, geeky stuff, numbers, baseball card stuff. Mike, I don't know if I'm boring you with the details, but that's what I remember as much as anything, and thank you for all of it.
Well, you bringing that up is perfect because those are also my favorite. I don't know if you know this. Recently, Bob Lutz did a story about there are four of us kind of prominent in various aspects of Wichita retiring kind of all at the same time, and he asked us a set of questions, all the same questions. One was the most interesting person that you have, you know, come in contact with professionally. I had to name two, you and Bill Kentling. And a lot of it was that, those discussions on the bus. And we'd start one of those 8-hour, 9-hour bus trips and say, what do you think about so-and-so? And away we'd go. And it wasn't even just sports, just life in general sometimes. And like you said about the bus trips, yeah, they were long and kind of tiring sometimes, but they were great bonding experiences. Oh, and I got to know the girls, for instance. That's something I miss now about where college athletics is gone. You don't get those experiences of getting to know people for 3 and 4 years and sharing experience. And so, yeah, all of that is very, very special in my career.
Well, I'm sure if Shannon was here, she'd tell you I forgot about others. But there's at least 3 times where the bus broke down. And there you are on the side of the road trying to figure something out. And one time, Sarah Lundgren and I actually were the reason we fixed the bus. I diagnosed the problem, and her long arms figured it out. But, I mean, anything from owls breaking the windshield or the mirror and a deer to buses breaking down. I mean, and then you are just sitting on the side of the road, you know, telling stories. And those things make me laugh. But, yeah, I've been told before that at the end of the day I was thought-provoking, so I have a feeling when you say interesting, I probably got you thinking about something, and thank you for all that time.
You know, and the other thing, that first year, there's so many memories for me. Speaking of the buses, my very first trip was to your tournament in Houston, and nobody was used to me being around. I just showed up that week, and then the bus went off and left me right after the first match. And I'm outside, the door locked behind me. I'm thinking, where am I going? What am I going to do here? And Shannon suddenly recalled that, oh, we don't have Mike Kennedy. Yeah, came back and got me. And you mentioned Darcy. Yeah. I found out the week of that first tournament that I was going to be doing your matches. I had that much time so I immediately came to practice, and the first break you took at practice, Darcy comes over, shakes my hand and says, hi, I'm Darcy. We're so glad you're going to be with us. And I thought, this is a whole new experience for me after 20-some years of college athletics.
Yeah, and, you know, you were – so what I will say about the 2004-2005 graduates, and I said this back when we used to have banquets at the conference tournament and the coaches would get up and speak, and I've gotten more feedback about this one speech, and gosh, it was a long time ago. It was 2005. But, you know, basically I was thanking the fours and fives for coming to Wichita State to play volleyball. When they were recruited, coming to Wichita State wasn't a very cool thing to do to play volleyball. So that's the group that put us on the map, and it was all heart, as raw as it could be, as organic as it was, as it could be. And, you know, until you get championship pedigree, it's easy to focus on winning championships and sort of keep that, you know, in the spotlight when you've done it. But until you've done it, you got to kind of dream and imagine. So you were there for a lot of it. What I think is interesting, though, and Bob Lutz said that I brought this to his attention, then when you start expecting to win, don't forget that every year you're adding new players to the program that don't have any of that in them. And I don't want to steal that dreaming part away from them, because that's my favorite part. That's one of the things I remember most about the program, was getting it started. And I want them to get that same feeling starting and building it from the ground up. So I think that kind of keeps the old girls with higher expectation young and fresh in the brain. You just reminded me of that, and I liked that. And you got to be that. You were there for ground zero. That was the fun time.
One other thing that's a very difficult moment to recall. You did all of the sport of college volleyball a favor in a very hurtful, negative way. At the end of that 2005 season, you were ranked in the top 25 by the coaches. I think you'd lost two matches all year. You lost in the championship match of the conference tournament. And everybody knew you were going to the NCAA tournament again, and we have a get-together at a sports bar to watch the selection show. And it comes down to the end, and you're not in. And all the girls are in tears. It's the worst thing that I've ever experienced in college athletics. And all the top coaches around the country reacted in a big way that the whole system needs to change. And so you did everybody a favor, but those seniors on that team never got that experience.
It all changed in 2006. The year after that, RPI mattered. So you're a top 25 RPI team, you're a top 25 coaches poll team, and Idaho, number 98 in the RPI, gets in the tournament, whose head coach played for the chair of the committee at USC, and everybody knew it. And everything changed since then. Now, there's been a few other adjustments with big wins. There's a little bit more matrix that goes into it, but RPI mattered from that point on. And just so you know, I can't look into the rafters and see the space between 2004 and 2007. And we didn't make it in six when we started over. Every time I look in the rafters, I'm like, where is that banner in 2005? So one day after you and I are long retired, don't be surprised if I don't pay some guy to sneak in one night, and I'm going to make a banner, and someone's going to go hang that thing, because it's about as wrong as anything that I had seen since I've been doing this. There's been some teams that I thought should have gotten in every year. We always have that discussion. I don't have one more egregious than that, and sadly I have to talk about our program in doing so, but the Shockers in 2005 deserve that banner as much as anybody, and yeah, you and I are going to have to wear that one to our grave.
And we'll come back to wrap up our discussion with Chris Lamb right after this.
Hey, Shocker fans! Meritrust Credit Union is proud to be the official financial well-being partner of Wichita State Athletics as your local full-service financial institution. They're passionate about providing student-athletes in your community with the resources needed to make the best financial plays no matter where you are in your financial journey. Meritrust can help you conquer each milestone ahead and help you be the author of your financial future. Visit MeritrustCU.org to learn more. Federally insured by NCUA.
Time out! Let's take 30 seconds to look at your game plan. If your network went down right now, would you know who to call? Shocker Nation knows that defense wins games. At Digital Office Systems, we're playing defense for your data. You know us for copiers, but we're also Wichita's local managed IT experts. We lock down your system so you can focus on the win. Don't let a cyber attack foul you out. Visit us at DOSKS.com.
We have been doing this Shocker Volleyball podcast with Chris Lamb to not only recap the 2025 season, but he and I just discussing our 20-year relationship as broadcaster and coach as I get ready to retire at the end of this year. And we talked about the beginnings, and as you said, that was the start. And then that expectation did come about where you were one of those programs. You were a team to beat in your conference. People understood. When you talked about new players coming in, you had developed a program where your veteran players helped bring the newcomers into the way things were done, and the coaches didn't have to do it alone.
Yeah, I mean, obviously, club volleyball has exploded, and you know, computers and social media, and everybody kind of knows who's good. Back then, even when we started to, you know, win 20 games, you didn't have to go. You could just go 5 hours to Omaha or 5 hours to Dallas or 6-7 hours to St. Louis, and kids in our own backyard are still asking me if we're Division One when I'm recruiting them. That's a true story. Where's Wichita State? You know how many times I heard that one? So, you know, that one, it was like, man, volleyball, it's like we don't have ESPN every night on TV or the ticker running across the bottom. So it was even harder than you would realize. Something I just thought of, Mike, you know, we also had that season in the Heskett Center. We beat Georgia one year, you know, up in the Heskett Center. We beat Illinois State when them in Northern Iowa were winning the league in that Heskett Center, and almost beat Kansas in that Heskett Center. It was like, it was perfect. It's like we kind of turned everything around that year, and we were still playing in a rec center, you know. I know why. I mean, because we were redoing the gym, but it was just so fitting for me that we got on the map. Not even we had to bring in aluminum bleachers, and I don't know if you remember, but obviously those little aluminum, you know, softball bleachers are full, but it was standing room only. Baseball team was showing up, all the sports teams were showing up, and I mean, I'll always remember, like, wow, look at this. I mean, it all sort of, I know it began in 2000, but that 2003 or 4, whatever that year was in the Heskett Center, was like, this is kind of the launching pad. That's where it kind of all came from, and it couldn't have looked like a program that had more going against it than we had. But like I said earlier, you were there for all of that, and those are the memories I have. Not to mention all the things along the way. I mean, you got to call the game, and we've almost sold this place out to host. There's very few mid-majors. If you're a mid-major hosting and you're not a private school, then your name is Colorado State. I mean, it's like, who else gets to do it? We actually did something that is very rare, and we earned the right to do it by being a top 16 seed. And the Shocker fans showed up. We almost sold that thing out. And, you know, that's another thing that I hope you and I never forget.
The other thing that I'm kind of proud of that I had to bring up, when I started doing that, there were very few programs that had their matches on radio, and that became a little bit of an asset in that potential recruits were able to listen to your matches. And I'll never forget one night when you were recruiting Mary Elizabeth Hooper, and you came on after the match, and you couldn't say anything directly, but said something like, well, that was a hooper-duper of a win, hoping that she was probably listening.
Yeah, I can't remember. It was like her birthday or something, but yeah, I did throw the exact, you're right. I did throw something like that. You know, you just reminded me too of do you remember when you got hit in the face during our pregame at Evansville? I mean, you guys, just so you know, Mike and I are doing our pregame at the desk during warmups, and a ball came and hit Mike square in the face. His glasses went flying. I know there was a few expletives in there. And it's like, yeah, that's how we're going to do it. You and I did interviews in elevators, on staircases, anywhere to go find some quiet. But yeah, I remember all that too, Mike. Those are the best. I mean, I'm glad that the program's come a long way. We get on airplanes now, you know, good for the team, apparently good for the staff also. But I do miss my time on the buses. And not that this matters to our conversation, but a friend of mine got the job at Auburn a few years ago, and he literally got in trouble because he wanted to take the Auburn to Georgia game on a bus instead of flying it, and he got in trouble, and he said, that's below us. It's not even that far of a drive. And he just wanted to kind of go old school with his team. And he literally got in trouble for not taking a charter flight and taking the bus. So that's how far things have come. But I miss all those stories so much, Mike.
Well, I just want to thank you for everything. As I fade away, I have no doubt you will continue winning a lot of matches here at Wichita State. Thanks for our relationship, and congratulations on everything you've done with this program.
Promise me this. I go to Shocker baseball games. May I please sit in the booth one time?
Absolutely.
Okay. I want to come. I want to come for one of the final home games and listen to you do baseball sitting right by you. Promise?
I promise.
Okay, I'm there. Thanks, Mike.
That is it. That is our Down Memory Lane podcast with Chris Lamb. Thanks to all of you for joining us.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What's up, world? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, chicken farmer, and now host of Free Range. This is a show where I go off the field and off the script. We're talking what's hot in music, film, trending news, and everything blowing up your feed. If you love football, you'll feel at home. But if you're here for the vibes, the internet deep dives, the conversation, this is your podcast. Join me every Wednesday. Follow and listen to Free Range with me, Von Miller, everywhere you get your podcasts.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe you check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.